Welcome to God's Timing is Everything with Apostle Henry Walker.
This is Evangelist Henry Walker. Thank you for tuning to God's Timing is Everything broadcast. We want to continue talking about positioning, how the Father wants to position us in key spots. Go with me to Luke chapter 1. We'll go back to verse 26 where we left off yesterday. And in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from the Father unto the city of Galilee named Nazareth to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came into her and said, Hail, thou art highly favored, the Father is with you, blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with the Father. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb, and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Yahshua. Of course, she was a Hebrew and had named him Yahshua. And verse 35, it's interesting too that the angel said, Blessed art thou among women, not above women. You know, some people put Mary way above, you know. You can't. She's among women. She needed a Savior just like we need a Savior. Later on, I'll show you that she rejoiced in the Father in his salvation. Hallelujah. And verse 35, and the angel answered and said unto her, the Holy Ghost. See, she was concerned, how can this be? How can I have a child? I don't know a man. And the angel answered and said unto her, the Holy Ghost, or the Ruach HaKodesh in Hebrew, shall come upon you, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow you. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of you shall be called the Son of the Father. And behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she had also conceived a son in her old age, and this is the sixth month with her, who is called barren. Now, we talked yesterday about how Zacharias was struck dumb because he didn't believe that he and Elizabeth have a child. But just to go back to verse 24 a second. In those days, his wife Elizabeth conceived and hid herself 5 months. So here, the angel is saying that this is the 6 months with Elizabeth that she's pregnant. This is one of the reasons how Mary knew that this angel was from the Father, because nobody knew that Elizabeth was pregnant except Zacharias and Elizabeth. So, in verse 37, for with the Father, nothing shall be impossible. So it got her attention, because they couldn't have a child, and all of a sudden they did. And Mary said, Behold, the handmaid of the Father, be it known done unto me according to thy word. And the angel departed from her. And Mary arose in those days and went into the hill country with haste unto the city of Judah, and entered into the house of Zechariah and Elizabeth. See, the Father had to position her where what he said that he would overshadow her could happen. It couldn't happen near Joseph, because the Heavenly Father was the Father of Yeshua. Hallelujah. In verse 41, it came to pass that when Elizabeth heard the salutation of Mary, the babe leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Ruach HaKodesh, and she spoke out with a loud voice, said, Blessed art thou among women, among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb. And whence is, why have you come to me? Verse 44, for as soon as the voice of that salutation sounded in my ears, the babe leaped in my womb for joy. And blessed is she that believed, for there shall be a performance of those things which were told her from the Father. So what the Father said to the angel, that he was going to overshadow her, did not happen yet. Because Elizabeth said, there shall be a performance. Here in verse 46, 48 is when this all happened, at Elizabeth's house. So the Father had to position her into a place where he wanted her to overshadow her. See, the Father is moving you and position you where you need to be. And all those things that you had gone through, what it did is it build up an anointing in those areas. If you were delivered from drugs, well, the Father has given you an anointing to set free, to him, set free drug addicts. If you're an alcoholic, he's giving you an anointing to set alcoholics free. You see, all those things that happened to you were not for naught. And you say, well, the Father did it, all those things were happening, and the Father. But, well, see, the Father controls everything. And he's using those things as a springboard to position you where you are needed, not necessarily where you want to be, where he wants you to be. Hallelujah. So in verse 46, Mary said, "My soul does magnify the Father." So here, the Father was overshadowing her mind, will, and emotions, her soul. "And my spirit does rejoice in the Father, my Savior." Now he's overshadowing her spirit. "For he had regarded the lower state of his handmaiden. For behold, from henceforth all generations shall call me blessed. For he that is mighty has done to me great things, and holy is his name." Elizabeth said that there shall be a performance of those things which the Father says. And now the Father has just done it. She's saying the Father has done unto me great things. So he overshadowed her body, soul, and spirit. And he spoke the word into her womb, and the word became flesh. In his role as the Holy Spirit, he overshadowed her. Because remember, she's a sinner. So he overshadowed her with his holiness and spoke the word into her womb. So just trying to say, see that the positioning, hallelujah. And even Zacharias, John was born, and he was positioned into an area of faith. And he asked him, "What shall his name be?" And then he spoke. His dumb was loosed. And he spoke and said, "His name shall be John." Hallelujah. And then he prophesied. Verse 67, "And his father Zacharias was filled with the Ruach HaKodesh and prophesying, 'Blessed be the Father of Israel, for he had visited and redeemed his people and has raised up a horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David.'" Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In verse 76, he's prophesying to John. "And now John shall be called the prophet of the highest, for that shall go over the face of the Father to prepare his ways, to give knowledge of salvation unto his people by the remission of these sins." Hallelujah. So important that you see how they're positioned. Hallelujah. And even Mary, she had prophesied being in that position. Verse 50, "And his mercy, the Father, is on those that fear him generation to generation. He had showed strength with his arm. He had scattered the proud in the imagination of their hearts. He had put down the mighty from their seats and exalted them of low degree. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he sent away empty." Hallelujah. See, she's prophesying so much about what he did to her. She's no longer empty. She has Yeshua inside of her. Hallelujah. See, when he brings you into that right place, when he can position you into the right place, no telling how he could use you to prophesy, to help people. It's so important that you understand the change that's happening is for your good. And the main thing is you got to turn the flesh over to the Holy Spirit, allow the Holy Spirit to mortify the deeds of your flesh and conform you into the image of Yeshua. When you're totally open to the Holy Spirit, everything that's happening to you is as a springboard to get you to the new level. If you're still holding on to things like taking drugs, drinking alcohol, drinking wine. I have a message on drinking wine. It's so misunderstood that it's really grape juice and so forth. And it's just incredible. As long as you do those things and connect to the devil, you're going to stay in the place where you're being attacked. You're linked to the devil. But if you turn that over to the Holy Spirit, allow him to change you. I mean, marijuana is wrong. Drugs are wrong. Alcohol is wrong. See, wine, I did a message on my website, wine is a mocker. Even to look in Proverbs, even to look at the wine once in a glass is a problem. Wine is a mocker, period. It says, doesn't matter how much you drink, it's just a mocker. And a priest cannot drink wine when into the presence of the Father. And we have the Father inside of us, and we're a royal priesthood. So as a matter of fact, you have to look in the Old Testament, New Testament, the word for wine in the old and the new, it's the same for fermented or unfermented grape juice. So the wine was called wine, was the grapes were on the tree. Hallelujah. And when the children are crying out for wine, they're crying out for grape juice. Noah got drunk on wine, fermented. And when Yeshua changed the water into grape juice, he wasn't going to give him something that's going to intoxicate and make it worse. See, Yeshua and all his miracles lifted people up and restored people to health. And he's not going to give anything that would cause intoxication. How many acts of crimes are done by people being intoxicated, and how wine really affects the brain cells, And see, wine, marijuana, any drug affects the communication between you and the Father. Hallelujah. 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 So it's important you look at that study. And what they would do is they would squeeze the grapes and make it into a gel, and it would boil the juice and make it into a gel, and it would put that gel into a new wineskin so it wouldn't ferment. And when they wanted to drink, they would squeeze the gel and add water, and that'd be the drink. That's exactly what Yeshua did. He made the gel, and he said, "Now just pour the water." So people misunderstood that. It's something you really, if you have an attitude, say, "Father, anything that's in my life that's not right, take it out of the way." And when you do that, what you're going through is just a springboard to position you where you can help some other people. Now, if you've been under drugs and you've been under alcohol, he can use you. He can anoint those areas to set people free, because he set you free. Just on point, you realize that positioning is happening right now, not to everybody, but only to remnant. He's not in the majority. The majority is still worshiping Constantine and all his junk that he brought into Christianity. And even in the early believers were a remnant, and then Gentiles came with all their pagan stuff, and Christianity became so big. Even now, Christianity is so big, but there's a remnant that are truly linked to Yeshua. So just put your hand on the radio. Let's go to him in prayer right now. Father, the people that are listening out there, Father, I'm asking you to touch them, I'm asking you to heal them, I'm asking you to set them free, Father. Do a miracle for them today, Father. And help us all to turn our flesh over to you on a daily basis so you can mortify the deeds of our flesh and conform us to the image of Yeshua. It's so important that we allow you to change us so you can position us. There's such a relationship between change and positioning. So have your way with us, Father, in the name of Yeshua. This is Evangelist Henry Walker. I want to tell you some more about our ministry. My phone number is 772-801-3677. If you have any questions, 772-801-3677. I have a website, henrywalker.org, and there's powerful prophetic messages on there. I've written 3 books, one called Seasons and Noon, and then The Mystifying the Trinity. And Seasons talks about the feast of Yeshua, which are not only for Jews, but for all of us. Everything major that Yeshua did, he did on the feast day. I can show you from the feast what feast he was born, what feast he died, what feast he rose. I can even show you from the word what time he died, and what time he rose, and what time he was born. And I can show you the feast when Jericho came down. And then my book, Noon, talks about the months of the year on his calendar. We need to adapt to his calendar, and how the things that he did in the word on those particular months, he wants to repeat on those days, on those months. And on my website, a biblical calendar, on my website, on that biblical calendar page, you can see when each month begins and ends on the Gregorian calendar up to the year 2020. And when each feast day begins and ends up to the year 2020. And my third book is called Demystifying the Trinity, Explaining the Trinity. But also in Noon, I talk about the different hours of the day that the Father did things in the Word that he wants to repeat on those hours of the day. There's an hour of the day where his healing anointing just flows so mightily. And he can heal any time, but there's certain hours of the day he has an appointment to bring you healing. So important. And I used to have you go to the Tate Publishing to get these books. You still can, but I want you to get them at a discounted price. I want you to get them at cost, my cost. My wife and I have decided to just give them to you at cost. Not going to make any money on it. The Father will bless us, period, in other ways. We want to get these books to you at cost, and if you have no money, call us, and we'll send these books out to you. And Noon is the second edition we want to get to you, because it has more information than my first book, Noon. Hallelujah. And again, you get these at cost, and if you have no money, we give them to you free. Just call me at 772-801-3677, 772-801-3677, or on my website, contact me by email. We just need your name and address. We just want to bless you. Hallelujah. And remember, if you miss this broadcast in the morning at 7:15 tonight, it's a repeat. And also, you can go to WCNO.com and click on demand and get any prior broadcast. And if you want to make a tax-deductible donation to this ministry, make it out to New Life Revival, and the address will be given at the end of the broadcast. And remember, the next time, this is Evangelist Henry Wilkins saying, greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world.
Thank you for listening to God's Timing is Everything with Apostle Henry Walker. More information about New Life Revival Ministries and Apostle Henry Walker is available at henrywalker.org, or you can contact Apostle Walker at 772-801-3677, or you can write to him at New Life Revival International, P.O. Box 123.